T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All available units, officer down.
That was just a diversion to get us out of the precinct. I need everyone on this case. He could be anywhere. He could be anyone.
We're going to tear this city apart. I'm a little stand like a spiral.
That was Chris Rock. Samuel L. Jackson also in this theatrical release, Spiral, from the Book of Saw. Tim Lammer's movie reviews always brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Tim, I want to take my grandma to see this one. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, she's the target audience, Paul.
Not really.
I'm not even sure if you and I are the audience for this one. Have you seen any of the Saw movies?
No, they look gory, and, you know, I'm not afraid of blood, but I want a plot. I want a story.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I have successfully avoided all of the Saw movies because they involve scenes of torture. I mean, they belong in a genre that's called torture porn, believe it or not. That and the Hostel movies. I mean, there was people for some reason find entertainment value in this stuff, Paul. I never did. But again, my job is to review movies. So I went back to watch the original Saw. And again, it is really a lot like a police detective thriller, but you have a serial killer who dispatches of his victims in a very cruel manner. So that's what you get here. I thought it really pushed it with that 2004 film, that first Saw. This one goes over the line, right?
Well,
I mean, you know, it's, who wants to watch torture? It's just really tough to watch.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The only thing that might put me over the top, I do like Chris Rock. It seemed like a little disconnect when I heard Chris Rock's voice. Movie, I think comedy, but definitely not here.
And he is a great reason to see this movie, as is Samuel L. Jackson. They have such of a command of the audience. When they're on screen, you watch them. I mean, they're great performers. Chris Rock, you know, you heard a little of that rant there. He can be very funny, even when he's ranting. The guy is just entertaining to watch. So, yes, I mean, he's a good reason to see it. You know, the acting, the filmmaking is pretty decent. But again, you get to those scenes where it just crosses the line. I guess my best suggestion to you is, if you're a Chris Rock fan, go. And if you're wearing your mask, pull that mask over your eyes time and again so you don't have to watch this stuff.
Okay.
But you know, there are fans of this franchise. I mean, look, you had the first Saw, then you had 7 Saw films after that. So there is definitely an audience for this.
I don't. Back to your point about torture porn. Not that it's ever appropriate, but after the year we've just had with the pandemic, I do not consider this escape.
I never did. I mean, but you're right. I mean, this is, you know, particularly gruesome stuff. I mean, right from the very first scene, I thought, okay, this movie is doomed because it starts off really, really grisly. And then you see Chris Rock, and it's like, well, you know what, I'm going to give it a chance, you know, obviously. And he draws you in, and Samuel L. Jackson plays his father, and he's terrific. There's an actor named Max Minghella, who you know, who plays the Greenhorn partner of Chris Rock. He's really good. So, yeah, a lot of good things going for it. It's just that you got to have a very, very strong stomach to see it.
Well, I'm an Angelina Jolie fan, so I'm holding out hope for this next clip. This is in the theaters and also HBO Max, and it's called Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Hey, stop. I'm not going to hurt you.
I want to see where the blood's coming from.
It's not my blood.
You in trouble? Anyone else in trouble?
My dad said, if anything happened, I should find someone I can trust. Are you someone I can trust?
So, is smoke jumping in Montana? What is this?
Yeah, well, the Pacific Northwest, I mean, out there, I mean, obviously there's a lot of forest. There are forest fires. Again, this is on HBO Max. In addition to theaters, of course, there's the deal where Warner Brothers is opening day and date all their films in 2021 this way. But you know what? They got a lot of people in the theaters for Godzilla versus Kong and for Mortal Kombat, so I could see this happening here, especially when you're talking about the spectacle of these forest fires, you know, in the enormity of them. Angelina Jolie is a smoke jumper. It's a sort of person who parachutes into a forest fire, a firefighter, in order to help put this thing out, but she's traumatized after seeing three young boys wandering into one of these forest fires and perishing, and she couldn't do anything about it. So she has, I guess, you know, you could almost say a feeling like, okay, this is redemption in a way when she sees this 12-year-old boy wandering in the forest. He's being hunted, actually, by a pair of assassins who killed his father before his eyes. This boy has information to bring these killers down, his father's killers down. But it's because his dad was a forensic accountant, and he found out some very damning things about some very bad people. So they want this kid gone, too. So she couldn't save these three boys before. Hopefully she can save this one. So that's the basic premise. But, you know, it takes place in the forest, Paul, and I don't know how they pulled it off, but there's a scene in the third act, an extended scene with the forest fire, and they're in the middle of it. It's just incredible to watch.
So we go from torture porn to weather porn, natural disaster porn.
Well, I guess you could call it that. You know, the most frightening thing to me about this, Paul, and my wife and I were watching it, is, you know, this fire that they're in the middle of. Somebody set it on purpose, and it is very frightening, that whole prospect, because generally these things don't start on their own, do they? I mean, yes, I mean, there's power lines and situations like that, but
yeah,
that
lightning,
to me was
sometimes
frightening, how somebody could just indiscriminately start a forest fire. So, yeah, you know, this movie is fast, it's frightening in a way. Again, the intensity is really amped up once they find themselves in the middle of this fire. But she's a firefighter, she knows how to deal with these things, and she knows how to survive these things. So, yeah, quite an engaging movie.
I will check this out. And I took your advice and watched Mayor of Easttown, also on HBO Max. Kate Winslet, like you've never, ever seen her before. But boy, that series sucks you in, too.
It does. You know what? It's crazy, Paul. What it does to you is they don't drop all the episodes at once. It's just one a week.
Yeah.
It's appointment television, and it's been a long, long time where my wife and I have said, okay, what time is it? Sunday night, 9 o'clock. Okay, we got to start watching Mayor of Easttown. You know, it really is appointment television. And like I said before, it's worth repeating. I think this is Kate Winslet's her venture into Frances McDormand territory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Frances is great at those I-don't-give-a-rip characters. That's what Kate Winslet is here. She's fantastic.
Yeah, it's raw, but it's amazing acting, and it will suck you in. Tim Lammers, have a great weekend, my friend. Jor sends her love, and we'll talk to you next week.
Most certainly, Paul. Have a great weekend to you and Jor, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Tim.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.